B-Pod Studios.
The Bat. Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What's up, Zo?
How you doing?
What's up? What's going on? How you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
How you guys doing? How's that sales meeting?
It's good. We got some stuff hammered out.
Yeah? What'd you sell? Anything?
Shoes for the golf show for Franklin.
You know what it takes to sell?
Is that really where you were?
You're in the
station sales meeting this morning?
It takes brass balls.
Were you closing?
Brass.
That's what they say. Always be closing.
AIDA. Attention. Do I have your attention? Interest. Are you interested?
Is that really where you were?
No.
Oh. All right.
No, I was behind some Subaru who thought you could make that left turn off of Squanamont to Granite Ave and got in front, and I laid on the horn. And I accidentally shifted. I didn't know I had shifters on my steering wheel until just now.
Oh, you've got like paddle shifters.
Not paddles, but like down below the cruise control. So I'm laying on the horn. You probably have them too, Beetle.
Really?
Yes.
That's news to me.
I know. So I shifted gears. I'm turned about 7,000 RPM. I'm like, and I'm riding straight up, you know, Little Miss Subaru in front of me. I'm like, oh, this doesn't sound good.
I don't think I have those. I think that's in your off-road model that you have.
Maybe. We'll check.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go off-roading.
We'll go today.
No, like really off-roading. Like I got places.
Today. Okay. Yeah, today. Yeah, today. Yeah,
you got a winch
in
the front of that thing?
We'll go.
He offered you today if you can't go.
Do you have a winch?
Yeah.
Maybe we should go.
Winches, pulleys, levers?
Pull yourself out of the... We're going to bury that thing.
Block and tackle.
Hey, did you see Michael Bennett got suspended yesterday?
Yeah.
1 week. Bad boy.
Told you yesterday.
Philosophical differences.
Not feeling good.
What's so bad about having a philosophical difference?
Do you buy that story? Philosophical
yes.
difference?
Oh, yeah.
What do you have? Really?
I heard
that's a fancy way of putting it.
Jones and Arcan saying last night, philosophical difference sounds like, let us, these two good men of will, disagree on this matter and reconvene tomorrow.
Right. Philosophically, we're coming at this from two very different places, you and I.
I think I should play more.
I don't think
you're not going to play more. How about you go F yourself, and then you go F yourself, too. There's your difference.
So he got into an argument with his positional coach, who would be Brett Bielema. And that guy strikes me as just an animal. I mean, those two going at it. You imagine those two fighting each other?
I don't know. I just dig Bielema because he wears slides on the road.
These guys those are two football guys.
Yep.
Bennett, Bielema. Ding, ding. I mean, can we get the sound effect?
Oil and water.
Can we do that? Round one?
Oil and water.
That's what we need. What do you think that was like? You think some furniture got broken?
No, I don't think it got physical at all.
I didn't say it got physical in terms of them hitting each other.
I just think they're both scary men, and I just wouldn't want
to. That's what I'm saying.
Wouldn't want to get an argument with either. Yeah.
I'm saying, were there any like fists put through the wall?
I tell you what,
not like through each other.
I like this from Bennett. I like this from Bennett because when he has played, he's played well to the point. You know, we do the plays of the week where Bill would put him in there like every other week. Look at the push here. Look at the double team. He's doing his job here and there. Now the reps are down. Yes. But he's one of your highest paid defensive players who actually wants to play and play more. This isn't Alan Branch who got paid and just said, I'm going to go to the Golden Panda at the mall and sit there and eat during Super Bowl week while your team's practicing. Remember, we're sitting there at Radio Row? Like, there's Alan Branch.
Panda Express.
He's at Panda Express again.
Yeah. Right, guy who didn't care about not playing. He didn't care that he wasn't playing.
He just, yeah, got paid.
Michael Bennett cares that he's not playing.
Michael Bennett got paid, still got paid, still wants to play and played at a high level.
Michael Bennett's pissed that he's not on the field, which you take as a good sign.
Yes.
You want players to be pissed that they're not playing.
This is a guy that's looking at it and said, yeah, we're 6-0, we're the number one defense, this and that, and I still want to play more. Like, it's not just, hey, you know what, it's okay. Keep your reps down, we'll get the number one defense, we'll play eventually and all that. He wants to play more. Now, can this thing be fixed? I think it can, right? If there's an understanding now where you have this come to Jesus moment whenever this happened. What, Friday, correct?
Happened on Friday, according to him.
Okay. So the fact he released that statement, too, saying that, and I'm sorry for my teammates for causing this distraction, tells me he still wants to be here. So, but I mean, there's some trades going on around the league right now. Stuff shook down yesterday, you know, in the AFC, the NFC. You need help. Who knows what happens out of this?
He told Jordan Schultz that on Friday I had a philosophical disagreement. Again, on Friday I had a philosophical disagreement with my position coach that has led to my suspension. I apologize to my teammates for any distraction this may have caused. A philosophical disagreement. Philosophically, they differ. Him and his position.
Technically a 4-3 or 3-4. Just if I'm sheeted this way, isn't it?
Well, really, they've got differences, him right. And Brett Bielema.
Yeah. Oof, angry.
Philosophical differences. So angry. Those two guys going at it. Mm. Just pissed. Everybody's upset with one another. And I go back to, why is he not playing more than he is? And you can look at, well, they've got guys ahead of him that are playing well. Right?
Yeah.
Is anyone in this mix on the defensive line playing poorly? Anybody? Is anybody on this defense playing poorly?
Let's go through it. Okay. I mean,
what? Is anybody?
Like, the biggest surprise, I think, is Calhoun.
Shalique Calhoun.
Like, we know Adam Butler plays good and plays well.
Where's the surprise? Surprise since when?
No, but I mean, since he got it, like, wow, this kid's pretty freaking good.
I've been on the Shalique Calhoun train since preseason.
I know that, and I think that's the problem. Like, we know Shelton is a big body, and he's going to be your middle nose guy when you go first down, second down, it's a rundown. Because it's real obvious. When they go run.
I like to brag about my preseason track record of picking defensive players on this team. So
well, you should have picked some receivers so we could have
been. I haven't picked any receivers.
Well, that's your problem. Maybe that's why
my preseason track record of picking defensive players on this team has been impeccable.
Well, thank you,
Malcolm
GM.
Butler.
Yeah.
Trey Flowers. Shalique Calhoun now.
Deion Lewis. Weren't you on a Deion Lewis
train? I was on I did pick him. I'm on a hot streak.
Yeah.
I am. I'm on a hot streak. I haven't had any misses. Granted, I don't get to bring any of these guys in. I just tell you in the preseason who's a decent player.
Like, normally somebody plays themselves out of that, right? You know, like one of those players. Like, it's happened over the years. Like Branch. Branch was good. Then he ended up playing himself out of it. Calhoun has played his way into it. Wise, in his limited opportunities, has played well. And that's a guy we thought, maybe the body style, you know, in a 4-3 versus a 3-4 that they like to run here doesn't really fit.
Nah, he's made it work.
Butler's made it work. Lawrence Guy is the defensive lineman leader of that group, from what I'm told. Keep going down a list of guys, and I keep track of third down. I think third down is the biggest thing for a defense. When you get off the field on third down, that's the most impressive thing, more so than points.
Nobody's playing poorly.
So if you have 10 third downs a game and it's one and you hold a team to 1 of 10 on third down, and Michael Bennett is a third down pass rush specialist, you're in the game for what then? 10 snaps? Because those third downs, boom, you're out. So I think part of that is the situational state of the way this defense is playing limits him to how he's on the field. And maybe he needs
well,
to come to grips
for that. Well, not only that, if you're just,
you know,
in the
there's
mindset.
Not a lot of third downs.
Well, not only that, you don't have a lot of long drives.
Yeah.
So in terms of keeping guys fresh, you're like, hey, we're getting our guys off the field. So it's not like we need to rotate a lot of bodies either here. You know?
Yeah. You're playing 40, 50 snaps a game. It's insane.
There's not
teams
a lot of.
Teams play 85 snaps at times.
There's not
These
a lot of.
These guys play 40 or 50.
Yeah, there's not a lot of long, sustained offensive drives for our opponents.
Defensive meetings are not long on Mondays.
They have 18, 19 guys to play 40 or 50 snaps.
Guys have been kicking ass out there. There's not a ton of, you know, long drives where we need to make sure we keep guys fresh. There's not a lot of guys tapping out because they're tired. Because they're just going out and destroying teams. That's what we're seeing. And everybody's playing well.
Including Michael Bennett.
Including Michael Bennett. I mean, he hasn't done anything wrong.
No, he hasn't.
I mean, he's had some nice plays. I don't think he's done anything that's like jumped off the page and said, oh my God,
no,
Michael Bennett is changing the Patriots front seven. But
I think he had that one shared sack with
he's played
high tower in that Redskins game, right? Yeah.
Is he one of those guys that needs to get to the rhythm of playing, though, a lot
maybe.
Of snaps, and maybe that's what he needs?
Maybe that's what he feels like he's missing.
Maybe that's a philosophical difference.
Yeah. Maybe it is.
Well, I mean, Chris Long had the same thing.
But has that opportunity existed for him, and was he going to get that here ever, even if, I guess the defense needs to be bad for him to get those opportunities?
Chase Winovich can come in and make a play, one snap. Maybe Bennett's a guy that just needs to feel out the game a little bit and get, you know.
See, Bennett's not a one-snap player. That's the problem. And when they picked him up, I thought, boy, okay, he's going to be that Trey Flowers guy, where Trey stays on the field. You know what I mean? From a snap percentage, I understand why it's down. That's obvious.
This was the risk.
But it's not because I think he's playing poorly.
This was the risk in going after and bringing in Michael Bennett.
That's a lot of money
right?
for that guy.
And the risk was that you spent a lot of money on this player, and I think you're looking at it now, and you say to Bill Belichick, who made this call, did you really need this player, and did you really need to spend the money on this player? Right?
Yeah.
You know what else I sort of thought about yesterday when this popped up?
What'd you think?
I had a Trey Flowers thought. Had a Trey Flowers thought as it relates to Michael Bennett and this defense and Bill Belichick.
Mm.
Yeah. I think so far the Patriots have not missed Trey Flowers. And Bill Belichick was...
I don't think we mentioned Trey Flowers' name till the other night when Hardy's team got robbed.
Well, yeah, but that's because he was in that game. But the Patriots' defense has been great. Without Trey Flowers. I mean, they'd be
better without Trey Flowers.
Well, yeah, but that's not because they've moved on from Trey Flowers.
Because you've got Jamie Collins.
What would it be if they still did have Trey Flowers? Would they be worse?
No.
No, they'd be even better, I think. But it's not...
I don't think you'd have the depth.
They didn't need Trey Flowers. It turns out they don't need Michael Bennett.
Yet. And maybe they won't. Maybe the AFC just stinks where you keep looking at it. Okay, maybe Bennett's big game's going to be Houston. I don't know.
617-779-0985. So Michael Bennett is suspended for a week. He is gone for conduct detrimental for a fight with Brett Bielema. Your reaction to that? How should the Patriots handle that? Does he have a future here? Do they possibly trade him? And if they do start talking trade, who are some of the names maybe they could look at? And how does that relate to the receiver position? We'll tie all that together coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
I saw the Bennett news pop up yesterday on Twitter, and I instantly flipped over to Felger Maz. I was in the car. Wanted to hear what Greg Bedard and Felger Maz were going to say about that.
What about the one moron with the 49er helmet on?
He was wearing a 49er helmet?
One of them. Yeah. Like, when's that thing? We just beat that thing to death.
His Garoppolo helmet?
Yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo helmet.
I got to get him I'm going to get him the numbers to put on the back. To put the Jimmy number on the back.
A 10.
To make it, yeah.
Yeah, a real one.
I'll get him those.
Oh, man, I can't forget. I never forget when I got those Steeler numbers, because the Steelers have those ones that were slanted. That's like their new jersey numbers.
Yeah.
They used to have the square numbers on the jersey, but they had the slanted numbers on the helmet. I wanted the Bradshaw 12. And then when I was a kid, I had that, but I had to hand cut those numbers because back in the day, you couldn't get them anywhere. So I used to get excited when I got a white sheet of sticker paper, and I'd sit there and I'd carve it out with a razor blade.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do that for Maz so that when he wears his helmet, he's really a Jimmy.
Why just give him a ticket? Why just give him a ticket to go out there? You know? Send him to San Fran.
Okay.
Well, we can all chip in.
Anyway, to get back to what I was going to say, I heard Felger suggest...
One way, yeah. One way.
I heard him suggest something that I thought was really interesting.
What's that?
He said, you know, now that Michael Bennett... And this is... I thought of this before. I was waiting for him to come back from break. I was like, come on, guys. Let's go. I want to hear the breaking news.
Come on.
I want to hear the breaking news sounder. I want to...
Oh, that's right, because they had 10 questions with Bedard. They had to play the intro.
I was waiting on 10 questions. I heard them tease 10 questions, and they had to do the breaking news. And so
Felger could wait. He's like, let's go, breaking news.
Yeah, they get to the breaking news. And it was about, and I'm thinking, and I was texting with you guys, and I'm like, hey, now that he's suspended, it's going to be harder to trade him. Like, if they want to trade him, that makes it a little harder. And he said, what about, you know, if you're looking to trade him, what about the teams that Bill has friends with, right? And we do this every time the Patriots are thinking about making a trade, whether it be Tennessee or Tampa Bay or Atlanta.
I thought Seattle right away.
All the teams that have former Patriot people in the front office, or the teams that have former Patriot coaches as the head coach, and that would include teams like Detroit. And he said, what about Michael Bennett for Danny Amendola? And I thought, ooh. Ooh. And then Greg Bedard backed that up, saying that the Lions could use some help up front.
Ooh. And Michael and Bennett Flowers?
Could get some playing time, and Michael Bennett could go play with Trey Flowers. And Michael Bennett could be an upgrade to Detroit and could help there and would be a boost. And Danny Amendola is not playing in Detroit. And you could make a swap, and that could be beneficial to both teams. And that got me excited.
Yes.
Would you do that deal?
Yes.
In-house Lion fan? Hardy, would you do that deal?
Yeah. I would do that deal.
Couldn't that help both teams?
Yeah, as you said.
Yeah,
I mean, Amendola isn't really playing there, and what you know, whatever you do, the Lions, they're not allowed to win anyways.
Well, we
matter.
Know.
So,
we know.
But you don't need much in terms of receiver help for Brady and the Patriots. You need another reliable set of hands every once in a while. You know, Edelman's still going to be the guy. I think N'Keal Harry might work his way in, but he's still a bit of an unknown quantity.
N'Keal. I like the caller from yesterday. N'Keal.
N'Keal Harry.
N'Keal.
So what do you need? You need, and talked a little bit about it yesterday, and again last night on the very late BST after the Celtics game.
No.
What I think Brady would want, if he can't have Antonio Brown, which he can, and Josh Gordon, as he's working his way back from injury, if you just can't have that physically gifted, go up and get it anywhere type of receiver, how about a guy who's going to be where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there? And Danny Amendola can be that guy. Somebody already knows the system. Somebody already has a rapport with Tom Brady. And it's tough to develop with a rookie, and it's tough to develop with guys who are not necessarily known for their route running, but are just good hands receivers type guys.
What about playoff Dola?
Playoff Dola is...
Not even for the regular season. How about just making sure that you have one of those guys on your roster for playoff time? Playoff Dola back here in New England. I don't even care what he does between now and the end of the regular season. And not only that...
I care a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great depth move. It's a great insurance policy. It helps in the war of attrition with NFL injuries and receivers who are banged up already. And it's a very solid set of hands and terrific relationship with the quarterback.
And a guy who is going to be where Brady expects him to be when he expects him to be there.
No doubt about it.
Right?
But you got to put him on the pitch count.
Seamless. He's always been on pitch count.
Right, always. So
he would be
his availability is always sort of down.
So think about that. Okay, so you would have Dorsett who's coming back. You'd have Edelman in a slot. You still have James White. Hopefully Burkhead's coming back at some point. Your tight end's an issue, but you got Ben Watson back, and maybe Ben could give you a little something in the passing game there. Gordon, and then you sprinkle in Amendola. That, now all of a sudden, you could go out and be favored and beat anybody with that type of defense that you play, and those guys dispersed offensively as your pass receivers. That's an upgrade. That's an upgrade for the passing game. And your defense would be the same. You're not taking this massive piece away from your defense right now. You're not like saying, okay, we'd have to give up like Van Noy or Hightower, or McCourty to go get Amendola.
I came in with an open mind, and I understand Bill runs a tight ship. You know, he hasn't been known to pay his players really. And You know, I understood that. I gave money back to him so I could play for him and play for my teammates and fulfill my side of the contract.
Okay, what's worse, that or Michael Bennett right now? You would definitely take back Danny Amendola, regardless of those comments that he made in the back of the whatever small compact rental car he was in with Mike Reese. He would definitely take him back over what you're dealing with Michael Bennett right now, and he would have more value add to the team as a player right now.
They're probably
what it is that Michael Bennett is giving
little Oompa Loompas.
I mean, that was a small vehicle.
Boys, and you know, you want to fight hard for your boys. And back in New England, is almost like, you know, you had a principal in a principal's office and like that. You know, in a good way and in a bad way too.
Yeah. Why don't you play the clip of Danny Amendola saying that Bill Belichick also made him the football player that he is now, because he also did that in that same interview. That he also said it was all for the better and that no one made him work harder. And
practice sucked, but, man, we were ready to play.
Yes. So there were also some very big compliments of Bill Belichick in the same interview. It was a real interview, unlike some others. So I don't think that interview would get in the way of him making a return. I don't.
Not only would it excite the quarterback.
and if you're comparing that to whatever went on between Michael Bennett and Brett Bielema on Friday, I think that you'd take Danny Amendola and his history here over anything that went on in the last week with this guy.
Not only would it excite the quarterback, it would excite number 11. They could like dress up like cops and go film their little
videos.
That's right. And, you know, do you boost that?
Not only that, it makes you a better team.
Yeah.
And I think
makes you a better third down team.
Rough capologist, amateur capologist view of it. I think it free up a little bit of money extra, too. The money for Amendola is 4.25. The cash this year for him is 4.48. So that's a cap hit. It's smaller than the cap hit on Bennett. So there might be some cash moving there that would free up some space.
There'd be more space.
I don't know what the dead hits would be. I'd have to look at it and do some math, but I think there might be some extra space that you'd free up in the process.
Coming back,
I don't know that for sure.
Coming back to play with this quarterback, plus you got paid in Miami, and you're coming back with more money in your pocket.
What number would you give him?
I don't know.
You can't take 80 from
Gunner. What does that matter?
You can't switch to
You're getting caught up in details that are not important, Jim.
I think once the season
uniform
starts,
is very important,
you can't switch. I understand. It's very important to me. I go 86.
Wait, give me 86. I'm sorry.
86.
Pause. You're worried about taking Gunnar Olszewski's number?
Gunnar can't wear a different number.
Why not? You can't switch during the year.
You can't switch during the year.
Then cut Gunnar. Hold on, though. You might end up cutting Gunner and all of that.
What if he knocks? No. He's your punt returner right now.
How do you know that the numbers may not work? You might want to make Amendola or Edelman
back, right?
Or something.
Give him 86. Amendola.
If you're bringing back N'Keal Harry and you're also making a trade for Amendola, someone's got to go, Zoe. It's probably Gunnar Olszewski.
Why does somebody have to go if you're flipping Bennett for him?
Because you're just going to have a million receivers on your roster? The numbers don't work.
These guys aren't going to go down again? Come on.
You're just going to keep a bunch of receivers on your 53-man roster? I don't think that's how it's going to work.
I just want to see the cop video.
Those numbers don't work, so someone would probably have to go, and I'm guessing Gunner would be the guy. Gunner would be the odd man out in that.
Well, it's Danny Amendola.
Exactly. So you would have an actual guy who provides something to the offense over someone that's providing you something in special teams, which I put a lot of value on, though. I don't discount what Gunnar Olszewski brings to the team right now. But if you've got someone who's going to add something of much bigger value, then you've got to move on. The numbers sometimes just don't work for that. What are you laughing at?
The cop video. It's so funny, these two.
The bad acting with Amendola and Edelman?
Absolutely. It's so bad, it's funny. Like, I think they're, like, really role-playing. Like, you know what? Really cops today. It's going to be fun.
I don't know that I'm on board with cutting Gunnar Olszewski, though.
No.
They're not
going to cut him.
Might have to.
Ridiculous.
Why?
No.
Why does it have to be him?
If you bring back N'Keal Harry and you trade for Danny Amendola, how many receivers are you going to have? Who else is going to go then?
Gunnar Olszewski does something for this team right now.
Who else is going to go? Which other receiver? Jacoby Myers is out.
One of the tight ends.
One of the tight ends.
Jacoby Myers is going to get the red shirt year.
Gets a hamstring injury. Jacoby,
right?
Foxborough.
Jacoby
flu.
Myers IR can't do anything.
He gets somebody to Foxborough flu. Tight ends.
Foxborough flu. Not feeling well. IR.
Sorry,
let's get to headlines here with Hardy. We'll get to your calls coming up next. We will have Kyle Van Noy with us coming up at about 11 o'clock. That's when Dan Shaughnessy will be with us as well today. Also on the schedule today, Brad Stevens' first visit of the year on Zolak and Bertrand. That's coming up at 12:50. Looking forward to talking to him for the first time this season. All that's on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On 95 The Sports Hub.
The telephone number. Would Danny Amendola be welcomed back into the fold? I believe so.
Oh.
Would he make sense as a trade target for Michael Bennett? I also believe that would be true. And here's one more for you. Marvin Jones Jr. Would he make sense if it's not Danny Amendola that the Lions are looking to trade?
That would even be more of an ideal, I'd say, target if N'Keal Harry can't give you anything.
Marvin Jones Jr., 29 years old. He obviously is younger and has been more productive more recently, but there's not sort of that history there. He's a different type of player than what you're getting in Danny Amendola, though, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. Much different. That's what I'm saying. It's more of an outside guy. And that's saying if you don't believe Josh Gordon is going to get through some of these nicks and that and help alleviate some of that on the outside. You got Philip Dorsett's nicked up, and who knows what N'Keal Harry's giving you. I mean, Brady responded on Instagram, hey, let's try and keep this thing going. You know, let's try and keep it going there, N'Keal.
He was a free agent when he went to Detroit, right?
Yes.
He went from Cincinnati to Detroit. Were the Patriots interested in him?
I didn't hear that.
No. I don't recall.
No, I don't recall that.
I don't know if they showed any interest in him at the time. But he's, you know, I think he's nearing the end of his deal there. And maybe there's a possibility that there's a discussion there, too.
Hopefully.
But these are all rumors at this point. Rumors and speculation. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. Let's go to Adam, who's in Plainville today. What's up, Adam?
Much. How are you?
What's up?
Good.
Good. Yeah, why are we so sure that they're looking for a receiver and not a lineman?
We don't.
Well, they might be.
They might be doing that.
And you also, I mean, yeah, the quarterback even alluded to, you know, he talked twice during that interview with Jim Gray about Isaiah Wynn. Yeah, we're really looking forward to him coming back, and hopefully he can be healthy and help that left
side. Don't we think that getting a lineman would benefit the offense a little more because you can get the run game going, not relying on Brady to throw 50 times a game?
Oh, you're not throwing 50 times a game. I mean, yeah, it would help without a fullback. Yes, it would.
Yeah, you're not relying on your receivers to do as much either, so we don't really need that talent. We can let these guys get a little bit healthy and moving forward.
Yep, Adam, I would agree. I mean, if I were prioritizing things, I'd put a lineman first. I mean, this came out of speculation just based on the fact that you've got to look at some of the spots where there are former GMs, former coaches, et cetera. This is just one specific rumor that we were just sort of snowballing off of. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mean to offend your senses on talking about receivers, but it's also possible they look for both receiver help and offensive line help.
Somebody just called about offensive line help, and Jimmy said, I'll pass it along to the guys for you.
Yeah,
like
great.
Yesterday.
Great. If you've got a name.
Thanks,
yes,
Jimmy.
Love to hear it.
Bennett for Nate Solder.
Nate Solder's money is a problem.
Yeah, yeah. You think?
So I don't think that's going to be possible. I don't think we're going to be going down that road. Nate Solder's money is a real issue.
Yep.
Nice to think about, though. Nice guy, good player.
Hey, at least that guy's
had
trying.
A great career here.
The way Brady talked about Wynn coming back with Jim Gray, though, you, I mean, I don't know. That gave me more confidence that he's coming back.
Yeah, I mean, I have confidence that he's coming back. My lack of confidence is not related to him making it back. My lack of confidence is him coming back and staying healthy and staying on the field. Because he's never done it.
Right.
Ever in his career.
It's almost like he would have to prove it more physically than N'Keal Harry.
He's got two NFL starts in 2 years.
N'Keal needs to prove it physically. You know, they're saying that about N'Keal.
He started 2 games ever, right?
Right.
That doesn't seem like injuries he could play through, though.
No, they're freaking.
I mean, the Achilles definitely not, but.
Yeah, he's been injury ridden, you know, just riddled with injuries here for 2 years. Let's go to Chad, who's in New Hampshire. Hey, Chad.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, one quick point before my question. So the position that Patriots have to fill with the receiver position, yeah. I think, is the exact makeup of Damian Amendola with the sure. responsibility he needs. I think if he came right in, it'd be like he never left. I mean, it just we need him. But my other question is, with all the talk as he was leaving with Gronk, with the comment, you know, go be happy in Miami, and then all the talk that he had before he was leaving as well, Amendola, do you think it was like a Wes Welker kind of move, or where Bill Belichick wouldn't even want him back or even take him back? Thanks, guys.
I don't think that it's like that. I really don't.
No.
So what's that line you always tell me about setting it free, and if it comes back to you?
If you love something, you set it free. If it comes back to you, it's yours.
Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, you hunt it down and kill it.
You hunt it down, you cut its freaking head off.
Yeah.
You say, I keep it.
Say, that was a test, you stupid bird.
Like a duck.
I'd kill you.
Yeah. I think he set it free. I think it's going to come back to him.
I think they have a good relationship. I do. You know, and I've seen them mix and mingle, you know, when they played each other, and they're all happy to see each other. This isn't a Welker thing. So. Did Danny want to get paid? Yeah.
Yeah, but, like Danny just sort of left and went and got paid. There was no, like, back
shoot,
and forth.
We can't match that.
Horrible.
Well, we'll make an offer. Yeah, you remember when Welker went?
Like, the agent. Oh, they blame the agent.
This place spotted us.
There was
Welker
none of that.
Technically, could have earned more that first year here. You know,
Danny Amendola was just a little miffed that there was no real offer from here. But I don't think they were pissed at him.
I mean, he should get it too. He's the guy they signed after, you know, right before Welker bolted.
Source I have who close to Danny Amendola.
Stop the presses.
Close to Danny Amendola.
Breaking news here, Jim.
No, let's just say not opposed to the idea of a return to New England, which I don't think is a shock. I don't think.
Source close to Danny Amendola says, okay, let's clean that up.
Amendola not opposed to the idea of returning to New England.
Source close to Danny Amendola not opposed to returning to New England.
Yeah.
Look at you. All grown up.
Source close to Amendola.
Hey, do you know that video that's going
on?
Do
around? I know who the source is? Do I know the source?
Beetle, if we start playing that game of elimination.
No, don't tell him.
Do I know the source?
I don't know who you know.
Don't tell him.
Yeah, you do know who I know. You do know who I know. I think I know who your source is.
It's got a lot of Rhode Island ties, doesn't
it?
This would not be a Rhode Island tie.
You know the video that's going around of the golf cart that went loose down at Cowboys Stadium? It's going and taking people out. The guy that rolls off the car intentionally was the one, Amendola's dad.
Oh,
no. That's not that guy, is it?
No.
There's a video going around
in Texas.
That's Amendola's dad.
That
guy
golf
rolled
off.
He got seriously hurt.
It was at AT&T Stadium.
You didn't know that before? I saw that was Amendola's dad?
I had no freaking clue.
You didn't know that?
I never knew that.
Yeah, he sued them. He got a lot of money out of that.
Good for him.
He got hurt when that happened.
And he just like flung himself out of the cart.
Yeah.
Was that also a case of something
Amendola has a lot of family here.
Yeah.
A lot of family here.
Did something fall down on the accelerator of that cart, like the airport?
Yes.
Cart that was
similar situation, yeah. Except it wasn't going in circles. It was on a beeline across the field.
That thing was moving, man. Taking people. I watched that video and laugh about 10 times.
Of course you did.
It's like that two camels. I'm happy hump day. I tweeted that one out last
night. I know. I saw you did.
Like, who would think right there in the road? I'm
like, this how do you think they make more camels?
Just like right there in the road? Like, hey, let's go.
You're going to make baby camels.
Cars everywhere. You think the skunk cars would scare them?
Oh, they don't care.
I really don't.
I don't care.
Just gonna let it go.
Dung rain every, or shine, dung every day or night,
those
don't matter.
Smell so bad too. Oh,
you would know.
Oh,
you got our. Where's our picture of Zoe and the camel?
Nope, disgusting.
We have that picture of Zoe and the camel
lost
anywhere?
That picture.
We didn't lose that picture.
Yeah, we did.
We still have that picture. Zoe's camel photo. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees were out yesterday.
Oh, let's rock and roll.
We had it on our agenda yesterday.
Hey,
we didn't get to it. There it is. There's our picture of Zoe and the camel.
Let's rock.
You want to get to that, Hardy? Because I do.
Sure.
We could touch on that coming up next. And also more of your calls on the Patriots.
What's the whole
Michael Bennett situation, possible receiver targets. And if you got a name for us on the offensive line, we'll take that as well.
All right.
Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
No promises, no demands.
We are young.
Kyle Van Noy coming up just minutes from now at 11 o'clock, along with Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe. All right, Hardy, nominees are out.
Yeah.
What do we got on the list this year? We do this almost every year on the show.
Nice.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is really the Pop Music Hall of Fame,
okay,
is what it's become.
So what we have to do, the three of us, is decide, are we going to say whether they get in or out based on what the Hall of Fame already is or what we wish it were?
Every year I say we do it on the what it already is. What it has become, which is the Pop Music Hall of Fame. I'm sorry, Hardy. It's just we've had the argument before.
Okay. It's like baseball. You can't talk baseball about steroids.
It's like no. Good.
They've already screwed
it
up. They've already screwed it up.
What it already is. Okay.
They've screwed this thing up already.
All right, go. Band number one.
All right. Pat Benatar.
Yes.
Beetle?
Jim was in my ear. I didn't hear you.
Pat Benatar.
No.
What? Shadows of the Night?
I mean, how many hits? Like, are we going based on how many hits you had?
Pat Benatar, woman, good rocker.
Love is a freaking battlefield, you dope.
You
Pat Benatar, yes or no?
Can you get in on one, like, one great song?
No.
Dave Matthews Band.
Yes, and I don't like him.
I'd say yes.
No.
I like you.
Not
more
yet.
Now.
Yeah, that's fair. Not yet. Yeah, it's too early.
Yeah,
like, why do you have to go in now?
Right. Yeah, he's still torn.
Depeche Mode.
No.
Personal Jesus, don't reach out and touch me.
I say no, that's all personal. I
think they're in.
I've never cared about Depeche Mode.
So I said no to all three so far.
The Doobie Brothers.
God, yes.
I'd say yes.
I say yes. Whitney Houston.
Yes.
I say yes, but this
her
is
voice?
This is the biggest one where it's like, no, if you're doing a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 1,000 times no to Whitney Houston. No, never rocked in her life. Well, crack rock, but that's it. If we're including rocks right. of cocaine, then yes.
Okay.
But no. Judas Priest.
I'd say that's a yes.
I'd say no.
No, they're sort of big.
I would say yes.
It's sort of a big deal.
Because based on past and how it is constituted now, that they're going to get in.
Just in terms of like
Judas Priest, man,
it's a popular music hall of fame. I don't think they're popular enough across the board. They're just not.
I just think that they've got like enough of a following though that they've sold a bajillion records. They've got such a following. I don't know. I'd put them in.
Kraftwerk.
That's what he did.
No.
Yeah.
You did Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk became the song intro, and I didn't understand like. There was a Kraftwerk
early
band.
German techno.
Oh, hello.
MC5.
Kick out the jams, baby.
Yes.
I would say yes on them, but that's sort of a reach.
Okay, I'm a Detroiter. These guys are from Lincoln Park, Michigan. They were punk before punk was punk.
They're influential.
They're rock and roll. I say no.
But
they're not big enough.
They weren't big, but I feel like they influence people.
There you go. Zoe's actually a good barometer for this.
All right.
This is Kraftwerk.
How does it feel?
Yeah, it's surprisingly ungood.
Beats me like I do.
Hey, Motorhead.
No.
Yeah, I'd probably go no on that.
I just love Motorhead too much.
You like
I
have it too, to say but
yes.
Yeah, but
I have to say yes.
I don't think
this one to me is a no brainer for rock and roll, for popular, for just for anything. Nine Inch Nails.
Yes, in.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Good. The Notorious B.I.G.
Yes, in.
Yeah. Plus he's dead.
Yes.
For in. Street cred.
For what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is now. Yes. Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
That's an in for me.
Well, that's
yep.
They've been on the ballot before, I believe, and
I don't know.
The answer was
you know
no,
Chaka Khan.
I know Chaka Khan. I'm a Rufus.
Let me rock you, Chaka Khan.
Yeah,
let me rock you. That's all I want to do.
Yeah,
Chaka Khan. Let me rock you. Let me
well,
rock you.
Rufus is the band.
I feel for you.
Rufus is the band with Chaka Khan.
Okay,
I say yeah. No. Rufus does not.
Belong so that'd be like Diana Ross.
Well, is Chaka
Supremes.
Khan in as like an individual?
No.
What the.
Well, why does Rufus need to go in? Why can't Chaka Khan just go in? I don't need Rufus.
That's like Apollonia.
Just give me Chaka Khan.
Let's be like putting Apollonia
no
in Kateri.
No one cares about Rufus.
Chaka Khan should be in.
Yeah.
Oh, this rocks.
But this is easy listening.
All right, here's another one.
Popular, though.
Todd Rundgren.
Ooh. Todd?
Yeah.
He doesn't get enough to name
bang
name
on the
Todd
drum all day. Yeah.
That's what he sings?
He's had a few hits.
Not Big Ted Todd and the Monsters.
What were some of his others?
He's had a few.
I'd say no, though.
One of these guys
I'd say
that
no,
we
though.
All
he doesn't
know,
make
but
the cut.
It's like, do you really know
no.
him?
No.
No.
I say no on Todd.
These eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is from the
Rundgren.
Three more. This is another automatic,
it's
I believe.
Jimmy's cousin. Sing it.
Soundgarden.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
Yes,
1,000
yes,
times.
Yes.
In. Plus, to Zoe's point, it helps the cause, sad as it may be, that Chris Cornell is dead.
Oh.
T-Rex.
Nope.
Toughest dinosaur ever.
Dinosaur Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, little arms, though. Like, strengths, weaknesses. Weaknesses of the T-Rex, little arms.
I don't know about T-Rex's influence. My gut is to say yes, but I could go either way on T-Rex.
We should do strengths and weaknesses of dinosaurs one day.
Finally, Thin Lizzy.
I'd say no, but no. I like them.
Like them too, say no.
Like them a lot, but I'd say no.
Irish rock band, which called themselves Thin Lizzy because when pronounced with a brogue, it's pronounced Thin Lizzy.
Hear me, Irish
which
mean
is
rockin' me.
Old name of a car, but great. They called themselves Thin Lizzy is a little bit of a joke. I put Thin Lizzy in.
Really?
Yep. So there you go. Benatar in, Dave Matthews out, Depeche Mode out, Doobie Brothers in, Whitney Houston in, Judas Priest split. Kraftwerk, no. MC5, no. Motorhead, split. Nine Inch Nails, in. Biggie, in. Rufus, split. Rundgren, out. Soundgarden, in. T-Rex, split. Thin Lizzy, split.
So who
is... that time over at Johnny's split.
Oh, let's go.
Let this roll. Hold on a second.
Hey.
Greatest line.
Hi, Bertrand. Hi, Zoe.
What's happening? You sound excited.
I am so pumped. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. Spicy chicken thighs. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. Oh, Tom Brady. Oh,
yes.
Where's she been?
Yes. 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 There it is.
I love that. But one of the best lines of rock and roll of all time. If that chick don't want to know, forget her.
Some
fans can actually vote at rockhall.com, by the way, on any of these candidates through January 10th. You can go ahead and vote for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So have your vote. Don't just take our word for it. Our vote doesn't count for anything. We're going to talk to Kyle Van Noy coming up next. Hardy has the headlines. No commercials here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now, Sports Talk while you're on the clock.
This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
From Joe Dirt.
Don't you feel it growing day by day? People getting ready for the moon. Some are happy. Some are
hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand with Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe with us. Hi, Dan.
What's up, Beetle? What's up, Zol?
How you doing,
What's
bud?
Happening?
Not too much.
How you feeling about this Patriots team?
Oh.
I see your tweets. I see what you've been saying about them.
What'd you say?
That everything is falling their way once again.
It's just
the rest
amazing.
Of the league is falling down.
I mean, really? Like, every time they don't play, they get better.
All right. Let's talk to Kyle Van Noy in just a moment. Yes? No?
Maybe.
Sorry. I thought he was there. He's not yet on that line.
Okay.
1 minute. 1 minute. We're figuring that out. Okay, sorry. My mistake. Not on the line.
Yes.
So you were saying they get better even when they don't play.
Oh, my God. It's always, you watch the other teams. The conference is emerging in a bad way, would you not say? I mean, really, because we thought Kansas City for a while, then the Colts got them, and then they lost again. Mahomes has whatever the going on with his ankle. The defense can't stop anybody. So you look at the conference, and after New England, the second-best team, we're now down to, I guess it still could be the Chiefs, could be the Colts, and Houston is emerging.
And Texans played well this
outside
weekend.
Outside favorite, and I will never buy in on them ever, ever, ever.
I know, after the varsity jackets.
Going
since
back,
that day, you will never buy in on them.
That's a good win for them, though.
I know you won't.
And that was a good win for
it's
them
not the same
day.
Team, you know, as it was when they wore the varsity
like
jackets.
One here. Or two guys.
It's been a long time ago.
But let's go back to last year, shall we? Did they not open here last year? Or do you have a call coming in?
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll get back to that with you, Dan. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Let's welcome in Patriots linebacker Kyle Van Noy. Hey, Kyle.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What would you do on your time off? I know you got a new baby and everything at home, but you're a busy guy.
Yeah. Man, I had to go apple picking.
Oh. Is it first time you ever been apple picking?
Well, I've been to one of those mills or whatever when I played in Detroit, but it was just to pick up like donuts and stuff. But
this
time I was actually like walking around. I was like, come on.
What town did you go to?
We gotta go. We gotta go chill.
What town were you in? Do you know?
What place did you go to?
It was in Natick.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it was called, but the donuts were straight and the cider was straight.
Mm. Did you go to Upland Hills Farm? Mm. That's a big apple picking place in Michigan.
Man, I have no idea. I just go. Wifey says, let's go. I get in the car.
So I see you were up with Teddy Karras on this Eats thing, and I hit it up like,
yeah.
I want to know what's the best wings in the Foxborough area. You get any good responses today with Teddy?
I mean, well, we're about to shoot for it, so I'm about to ask him. I'll get back to you on it, but I've seen a couple responses. Some people said Buffs and Newton.
Yeah, you got to keep it more Foxborough based, man. Keep it down that area.
I think Clyde's at Walpole is straight.
Yeah.
They got some good wings.
Parker's Pub in Rentham.
Yeah, I haven't been there.
If you go to Buffs, you got to bring cash. They don't take credit cards at Buffs.
That's another. There's a lot of places like that around here. What are we doing?
Well, it's for when you. Never mind. It's for tax reasons. I'll just leave it at that.
All the Boston people. Come on, man.
Kyle Van Noy is with us. He's brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. What's the work schedule like this week when you have sort of this long layoff between a Thursday night game and now a Monday night game? And how much is looking back at this point? That's pretty much over, right? You're all onto the Jets now?
Yeah, completely onto the Jets. The Jets played good last week. I feel like Sam Darnold brings a different element to them, brings a little swagger. You could see that in how they played. They were confident. And we're excited for the challenge. I don't think they look like what their record is, obviously not. They look like a team that's ready to play, and we're excited about that. We know they're going to have high energy on a Monday night. It's going to be on prime time, so they're going to come ready. We got to bring it.
Kyle, you get to sit back, probably watch a couple games on Sunday. Maybe you didn't. I don't know. Maybe you got away from football, but you even watch a game the other night, your old buddy Trey Flowers had a couple calls go against him.
That's the only game I watched.
Oh, yeah, really?
Which was crazy. Yeah.
You guys are in a tough spot, right? I mean, with that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing – I felt bad for him. He's been doing that same move for years and has never gotten called on it. And, you know
– That was my point.
You got to give credit to I think – I don't know how to say his
Bakhtiari.
Name. Bakhtiari.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to give him credit because he used it to his advantage, you know. He did kind of the flop, you know, yeah. The Robert Horry, Vlade Divac flop, and – pulled his head back, so he sold it to the ref. So, you know, at the end of the day, we can all sit here. You know, I'm not defending the refs, but it's easier to look at it in slow motion and be like, oh, my goodness, you know. How did they not see that? But when it's, the speed of the game is so fast. I mean, you guys have been on the field. We're moving at a crazy clip, and, you know, they're making calls like that. But at the end of the day, I just hope we can get those right. And I don't know what's the best way to do it, but, you know, I feel like that costed them the game. Trey had a third and whatever it was and had a sack, and they called it. But then the crazy thing is if you saw the replay of the next one, Buddy had his face on his. And I think that's a big thing that's going on in the NFL right now is O-linemen. You know, they're punching right in the face because
yeah.
They know they can get away with it. So that's like the first thing they're doing now is right when guys get off the ball, they're punching you in the face and they're not calling it because they're not necessarily keeping it there. They're just punching so it's not getting called. So I don't know. We could go here all day and make, you know, headlines, especially – you know, your producers, they love making headlines out of me for whatever reason.
Yeah, idiot producers.
Kyle, I know that at the start of every year, the refs you come in. And
you don't want to comment on that?
What do you want us to comment on?
Which part?
The producers. Y'all be loving to make, you know, your producers love making big news right now.
Yeah, Jim.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
I don't want to compare you to anybody today, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
I'm not going to compare you to anybody.
See, knows how we're rolling here.
There we go.
I mean, I was going to talk about the boogeyman and all that, but we ain't gotten there yet.
I was going
to. I like that because, you know, I could compare you to the 2-6 group. You know, we could do that.
Whoa.
Highly rated program. Marconi award-winning show.
Yeah, do you know?
Okay.
I mean, that's,
do you know? Real quick, do you know that they got Market Personalities of the Year, national,
top-rated show? They got awarded as the best radio show in the country a couple weeks ago.
Man, I ain't worried about them guys.
Don't you dare compare them to us.
Definitely not those guys.
There we go.
Definitely not those guys.
Yeah, I mean, we respect them, but you know, don't be doing that to us.
Yeah, I'll say it. I'm good. I'm good with that. I'm good.
All right. There we go. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, I know at the start of the year they bring in the refs and they always tell you guys, well, we're emphasizing on, you know, this call or that call this year. Do you ever feel like there's just, I feel this way just watching games. Like all of a sudden they'll just emphasize one particular penalty in a game. And it's like, why are you picking on this call for this particular game today, guys? Like, why did you pick offensive holding today? Why did you pick, you know, defensive pass interference today? It feels like you're picking on players today in this game.
Well, I think it goes back to them getting reviewed after every game. You know, we don't know what the coaches, other coaches in the NFL are complaining about, or I wouldn't even say complaining. Well, you could call it complaining or bringing awareness to, or, you know, having discussions in the comments that they write about officials. And then, you that goes back to the top guy, and they're like, all right, guys, there was too many holding penalties that didn't get called. We need to do a better job of calling those or whatever. I don't know how it works. I'm just assuming that's how it works, and that's why, you know, it works like that. You know, some games are like some officials call other calls higher, and then all of a sudden they start calling what they haven't been calling it in that game because of the emphasis of what happened the week before. So, you know, you just got to be aware of it, and you got to do business how business is being done. If, you know, they're calling something, you got to switch it up to where you're not getting even close to that, because that's what they're emphasizing for that week. So it's an adjustment, but, you know, we just want consistency at the end of the day. I think that's what everybody wants.
All right.
And, you know.
Hey, I want to ask you about Michael Bennett. Now, obviously, he's suspended for the week. Said, and he put the statement out, philosophical difference. But, I mean, everybody looks at reps. But I remember when you first got here and you said, oh, I got traded there. I don't want to go back to having lower reps and being a bench player. How tough is it for a new guy coming in to understand certain roles are what they are? A guy like Chris Long came in, and he was frustrated at the end, eventually got a ring, but said, I want to do other things. I want to move on. How tough is it on a guy like Michael, who's used to, you know, playing all the time and sort of not being able to get into a rhythm when you become sort of a spot or a specialty type player?
Oh, man. I'm sure it's really tough. He is a really, really good football player. He wants to play. When he's been on the field,
he's played well.
Really good plays.
Yeah.
If you look at his stats, they're actually they're really good for the amount of snaps that he's had. It's hard. I mean, look at the defense. It's hard to argue, you know, anything. We're all playing really, really good. Everybody's playing really, really good. It's a fight to get reps. And, you know, that's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to, you know, you got to really set your pride to the side and focus on, you know, the greater good, which is the team. And, you know, that's hard to do at times when you've been the guy at other places your whole career. So, you know, I love Michael, and, you know, I'm always going to have his back.
Okay, New York Jets. Do you have to throw out that first film because of who was playing? Not to say a poor quarterback was playing, but Sam Darnold makes that offense much different. You watch that Cowboys tape. Do you look at them differently than you did, obviously, the first time with him and Bell in the backfield?
I think you have to. They're a different team. I think they're more comfortable. It's week six, week seven now, so guys are more comfortable in their roles. They know the system. They know the play calling. So I would say yes. I mean, they're a better team. If you just look across the board, they're playing better. So you have to.
All right, Kyle. Man.
Go eat your apples.
I was going to say enjoy the apples.
Man, chill out with the apples, bro.
Yeah,
probably good apples, though, right?
They're fresh. Off. I see him on a ladder somewhere.
Straight from the tree to your kitchen.
Yeah. Hey, they're pretty fired, though. I ain't going to lie.
Kyle, thank you as always.
All right, good luck.
All right, fellas. Hey, y'all be good, all right?
All right. See you, Kyle.
Kyle Van Noy on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Patriots linebacker with us.
Damn producers.
From Foxborough. He's upset with the producers.
Jim.
Making noise.
At least we didn't throw our producers under the bus.
Yeah, we'd never do that.
Jim.
We got more with Dan Shaughnessy coming up. 617-779-0985. Dan Shaughnessy has been ahead of the curve on the Red Sox reporting as it relates to their front office for months now. He's been ahead of everybody
else,
which means I want to ask him what he's hearing, what the latest might be on that situation, because he seems to know more than anybody when it comes to that.
I'm up to speed in this topic today, Beetle.
Awesome! We're going to ask Dan. He seems to know more than anybody. We got the perfect guy. I've been talking about it for the last couple of days.
It's good.
I want to get an update from Dan. We'll do that. Get to more of your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's from Joe Dirt.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.